Brad Davis, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. Thanks for
that. I missed you, though, Davo.
Needed, guys. Was just bringing back memories of 30 degrees on the sailing boat in Croatia while
heaven.
Bucketing down rain outside and about 12 degrees here in the middle of winter. Thanks for that.
We're talking about the rain. We see Warwick Farm. It's been transferred to Canterbury tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I spoke to Mark Jones back on Monday and it was pretty unlikely then. And then they topped about another 110 mil, I think, until yesterday. And, you know, we know it's just continued, hasn't it? So they've gone to Canterbury there tomorrow. They're giving it another day just to hopefully dry out. I'm not sure what the weather's like there in Sydney, guys, but here on the Central Coast, woken up to rain again this morning. So, look, fingers crossed we can get a bit of a break in the weather and we can get ahead with that meeting tomorrow on what's going to be, no doubt, a very wet track. But, yeah, hopefully we can get that racing ahead and we'll see how it all pans out there tomorrow.
Now, Chief Altony, this Victorian, is it headed to Randwick for the Winter Stakes on Saturday?
Yeah, I believe so. I did a couple of races down there in Melbourne this weekend as well, guys. But I believe the stable are keen to head to Sydney if they can get a run. Now, I saw it was 20th in the order of entry there tomorrow. And I did note it on Twitter last night, the few good form judges in Victoria sort of suggesting if it comes here, look out, because it's got some good wet form. Obviously, last time out in Melbourne, it was one of the best things beaten you'll ever see. It just got held up for three quarters of the straight and then got out about 100 from home and still had the audacity to chase hard and miss by about a neck. So the horse is absolutely flying in Melbourne, there's no doubt about it. But look, 20th in the order of entry, they accept with 13, I think it is, this weekend. But the way scratchings go, even if it's sort of an emergency, you would think it's most likely to get a run, because on those heavy tracks we do get quite a few scratchings in Sydney. So I think more likely to get a run, but we'll see how that pans out. But look, it's going to be a horse that a lot of punters will gravitate towards off that very luckless effort in Melbourne last time out.
Geez, fingers crossed we do race on Saturday, Davo. Like, we've still got plenty of rain coming, haven't we?
We have, but one good thing about Randwick is it has been one of the best drying tracks in Sydney now for the last year or so. It really coasted that weather well, and we've seen a few times now, surprised at how well it's handled it. So, again, we'll just have to wait and see how the week pans out, guys.
Any update on the two fallen jockeys over the last couple of days, mate?
Yeah, there's, I heard this morning Lee Kilner had a good night last night, so the news continues to be positive there. So fingers crossed we continue to hear more positive news there. Alyssa Meredith, there was updates on the Racing New South Wales site yesterday that she had two contusions on her brain, but no swelling or bleeds, and she'd been moved to ICU there yesterday. The news at 9:15 last night was the doctors continue or to be happy with her progress and scans looking positive. So hopefully more will be known today. And sadly, guys, of course, there was a third jockey as well taken to hospital in the space of 3 days, basically. One, Andrew there down at suffered an accident at Flemington on Monday and then an induced coma down there. So, yeah, it's been a really tough day, really tough, week, really, for jockeys in Australia, and we're just, really hoping for the best with all three. But look, positive news with two, and we wait to hear about the third jockey there, and fingers crossed we can hear some positive news there as well.
Yeah, what a week, seriously. Yeah, thoughts and prayers for all concerned there. Also, Davo, just a reminder, the Cozzy tickets, they're on sale to win a share in $1.3 million, $5 a ticket. There's no individual limit on tickets available from your TAB app, your local pub, club or TAB agency. And sales close Wednesday, September 7. And those 14 winning ticket holders are going to be drawn Friday, September 9. And front page, we know it's been luckless heading towards this sort of race previously. Top of the market at $6 and deserves to be. So I just can't get that win in the town plate out of the head. What a performance that was.
Wasn't it? No doubt about it. And we know he's a very, very talented horse when they get him right. And that's the key. They'll be hoping to get him spot on for that race later this year. But, yeah, get your tickets. It's going to be fascinating, the build-up and the wheeling and dealing. If you do get a ticket, you're in the box seat then, and you can do the negotiating with the trainers. And they're in the, they've got to come to you, basically, because they want to get in. So you're in a great position, and interested to see how it all plays out.
Good on you, Davo. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.